Unit 4. Reading. Exercise 2.
The food of the future. Insects. The superfood of the future. There are a lot of hungry people in the world. So how do we deal with it? In the next 30 years, we'll need to provide enough protein for billions more mouths. And with all these extra people, there will be even less space for farming. One solution is for us to eat insects. They are a great source of protein, and they don't need as much space or water as farm animals. So, why don't we eat insects regularly? The fact is that many people in Asia, Africa, and South America already do. The problem is that Europeans and North Americans don't want to. Some governments are now trying to convince them why it is a good idea. The Nordic Food Lab in Copenhagen, for example, developed the Insect Deliciousness Project. Its chefs have been to 5 continents to discover an incredible world of insect flavour. In Australia, they tasted honey ants. They ate fried caterpillar in Tanzania, and in Mexico, they enjoyed desert ant eggs. Will they and other similar organisations persuade Europeans and Americans to take a bite from a caterpillar or an ant? What's your view? How many people will eat insects in the future? How much food made with insects will you eat? World Food Facts. Did you know that 75% of the world's food comes from only 12 types of plant and 5 types of animal? These are only a few of the hundreds of thousands of types of plants and animals on Earth. When we farm animals for meat, we need huge amounts of water and land. This kind of farming is seriously damaging the environment, and we're running out of resources. The Earth's population will be about 9.7 billion by 2050. That's almost 2 billion more people than today. 165 million children are hungry because their parents haven't got enough money for food. That's too many hungry children.